The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, May 22nd, 2017. Hola, Bardophiles, and welcome to the 154th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: Broadway World previewed the Shakespeare Forum's El Barrio Shakespeare Festival, to be held in June in New York City, where the premiere of their take on Shakespeare's first tragedy will be mounted, Titus. Broadway World also previewed the upcoming production of Romeo and Juliet, coming to the Boston area in July by Commonwealth Shakespeare Company. Playbill ran the announcement by off-Broadway theater company Classic Stage's 50th anniversary season slate, including As You Like It. Broadway World ran the announcement by Chesapeake Shakespeare in Baltimore, Maryland, of its summer play this year, The Tempest, which will run in June and July. Education Week ran a cool lesson plan for teaching Shakespeare using small groups and storyboardthat.com. Sounds pretty cool. The Sun in the UK ran the announcement of the results of Canon UK's Greatest Storyteller of All Time poll of 2,000 adults. Roald Dahl finished ahead of Dickens, Shakespeare, Rowling, and Spielberg. Okay. The Greenville News Online ran the announcement by Upstate Shakespeare Festival of their summer season, A Midsummer Night's Dream and Titus Andronicus in South Carolina. Broadway World ran a piece on the Intrepid Fringe's 50 Shades of Shakespeare production of Measure for Measure at Black Labrador Pub in Houston, Texas. The 50 Shades of Grey meets steampunk show runs through June the 11th. Sounds very bizarre. Wish I could see it. The World Socialist website, I kid you not, reviewed Macbeth by Shakespeare Theatre Company running through the weekend in Washington, D.C. Needless to say, politics is on the reviewer's mind, but it also seems to be in the director's mind as well, as Hecate is now a Putin-style dictator puppet master. Okay. Variety had a review of sorts of the new Will-related television series Still Star-Crossed from Shonda Rhimes, which will premiere next week. It's not a rave, that's for sure. Let's just say the following phrase appears in the review: too many lumpy Shakespeare light lines and some jarring uses of slang tend to land with a thud. And finally, DC Theater Scene reviewed the new production of Timon of Athens by Folger Shakespeare Theater in Washington, D.C., calling the play Shakespeare's worst, but saying the production is a thrilling ride. Theater Mania also reviewed the production, running through June 11th, calling it a robust and coherent production. The Washington Post also reviewed it, calling it sleek and strikingly conceived. And DC Metro Theater Arts also reviewed it, urging that you don't miss this outstanding production. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On May 16, 1568, Mary, Queen of Scots, following her defeat at Langside 3 days earlier, fled to England. On May 17, 1536, George Boleyn, brother of Anne Boleyn, was executed along with her lovers, air quotes, implicated in her incest, adultery, and treason. On May 18, 1593, arrest warrant was issued for Shakespeare contemporary Christopher Marlowe. Another contemporary, Thomas Kidd, had been arrested some days earlier for distributing libels in the form of pamphlets. A search of his apartment turned up evidence that Marlowe had been there, and so the warrant was issued. On May 19, 1603, Shakespeare's theater company, the Lord Chamberlain's Men, became the King's Men under royal patent. Also on that day, in 1536, Anne Boleyn was executed for her trumped-up charges of incest, adultery, and treason, allowing Henry VIII to become engaged with Jane Seymour the next day and to marry her 10 days after that. On May 20th, 1609, Shakespeare's sonnets in book form were entered into the Stationer's Register by publisher Thomas Thorpe. On May 21st, 1471, Henry VI died while imprisoned in the Tower of London. Also on this date, in 1420, his father, Henry V, signed the Treaty of Troyes following his victory at Agincourt. This treaty not only arranged for the marriage of Henry to Catherine, as seen in Henry V, but also named Henry and his heirs King of France after the current French king's death. On May 22, 1907, Laurence Olivier was born. Widely considered to be the greatest actor, Shakespearean or otherwise, from the mid to late 20th century, he was also a director of Shakespeare-based films, including Henry V, Hamlet, and Othello. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending May the 22nd, 2017. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the Real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar, previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there? Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.